Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 494. It is hard. How you guys all doing? Trust you've been doing well. I had an amazing week down in Florida, even though I'm here to tell you it was cold. I mean, on the water, it was just barely 40 degrees. I mean, come on. It's spring break in Florida. I mean, wow. But the photography was amazing. Had a great time down there, specifically going after snail kites. Great, great bird that's very endangered, as well as got some other of your classic kind of Florida birds. Hope your week was just as productive, but a tad warmer. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded using Adobe Podcast Beta. Still in beta. That's kind of an interesting thing. It's been that way for quite a while, but it's okay. It says I've got almost 3,000 minutes recorded just on the Adobe Beta podcast. That's a lot of time. I appreciate you guys listening. Now, remember, you can go to the website, moosepearson.com. There is a blog post there each week for the podcast. Listen to the podcast. You can read the transcript. There's a photo there, usually from what I'm talking about. Any links from everything I talked about? So check it out. You can also head to Spotify where you can leave comments. We can have a conversation. You can go to YouTube and listen to it. Leave comments. Have a conversation. Hey, iTunes, Amazon, wherever. I appreciate you guys, the emails, the conversations we do have. It's amazing dashing to a plane to catch a flight and a fan stops and says, I love your podcast. I mean, I'll miss a flight, be able to have that conversation. So, hey, you got something? Let's talk. And I appreciate you guys spreading the word. We kind of flatlined for a while there. Now the numbers are going back up, but that's for also for podcasts in general. But I know it's not true crime. I know it's not full of interviews, but I do appreciate all the love and you guys spreading the word. You guys are the best. Well, exciting week coming up. Yeah. Nikon is shipping that new Z7200 2.8 version 2. I don't know if anyone yet has actually got it in their hands. I know that some were shipped out this past Friday. I'm on the edge of my seat any moment right now waiting for the word that mine has been shipped out. Can't wait. I mean, that's just really cool. You know what gets me? And it's just strictly trivia. But the Z7200 2.8, the original one that came out with the Zs a couple of years ago, I still think it's a phenomenal lens. I mean, it's a beautiful lens. It's like, how can they make these things better? It's like the original Z24-7200. But they do. I just love the version 2 of the 24-7200. And I'm almost not getting sleep at night, dying out of curiosity to get the new 7200F2, get up in the skies, do some air-to-airs, and it's lighter. It's just a tad smaller, but, I mean, it's almost a little bit over 30% lighter. I mean, that's huge. Can't wait. It's going to be very cool. Now, for those of you who have got your priority orders in at Bedford's, I know you're going to get your lens. Some of you might probably get it sooner than I. Depends on how fast you order. But that's Bedford's, sponsors of the Moose Podcast. They are absolutely phenomenally great people. This past weekend, they had their PhotoCon, Photo Expo. Anyway, they just had it. Heard from a number of you folks who went there, had a great time, saw, learned, bought stuff, and were shocked that even with the show specials, they said the old moose word, and they got even some more money off. Yeah, that's the way Bedford's are. They've got, like I keep telling you, they've got the inventory. They're going to be the one of the first to have the new 7200 F282. I know a whole lot of people who got priority orders in. They're going to get them really lickety spit. They've got prices. They've got the great folks. They have so much education. I mean, Photo Expo, this is a great event coming up. in Little Rock, 16 through 18 July. I've spoken at it a few times, and it's just another great example how Bedford's works hard, really hard, to make our photography just a little easier. So you have the chance, give them a call. Go to the website. Even better, have the experience and go to the store. Stores, I love the Oklahoma store. God, it just feels so warm and inviting. It's just an amazing little place. Anyway, check them out, Bedford's, bedfords.com. Thank them for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. So the subject of the email was capital I, T, big bold letters, capitalize, I-S, capital H, A-R-D. It is hard. Got my attention. And everything that they said in that email was pretty darn correct. Now, how many times have you started an exercise routine? I'm not talking about the New Year's resolution kind. I'm talking about the kind that you know will help you feel better, a little bit longer, have more energy, lose some weight, you know, those good intention exercise routines that, you know we need to do. It's not like rocket science. We don't have to read a ton of reports. We know it's just a good thing to do. I mean, I started doing yoga and then got sick a little bit. So now I'm having to get back on it. And it is hard. It is hard. Here's the deal. Photography. It's even harder than getting on, starting that exercise routine and continuing. Photography is harder than that. One reason is a regular exercise routine is good for the heart. Photography, it can do a number on your heart because you put so much heart into your craft as a photographer. That's just one little part of why it is hard. But what makes it hard for so many? And this is, you got to be honest with yourself. You don't have the opportunity to do it 364, 24/7. Most folks, most of you are, you know, doing that work thing, that 9-to-5. And there's no doubt the job you're doing, you know, I'm sure that for the majority of you, you love that work. It makes your life possible. But it doesn't give you the opportunity to every day spend time with your camera and your camera with subjects that excite you and thrill you and get you out there. And that's the biggest reason why photography is hard. Muscle memory, you know, when you're doing exercises, muscle memory is a big part of it. You know, you start getting into that exercise routine, and you have certain steps, or with yoga, moving certain ways in the same way every time you do it. And at first, it feels a little awkward. It might be even stumbling, might be just like just not physically possible in the first, you know, in the beginning. But then when you stick with it, all of a sudden things start to click. I'm not talking about joints and muscles popping. I'm talking about the whole rhythm. Your body starts to say, oh, this is how I'm supposed to do it. And you do it long enough, and it just becomes part of you. And it helps you do that exercise routine. And no longer does it feel like a routine. It feels kind of like putting on that warm robe after a shower on a cold night. It just comforts you. Well, photography is really not that different, but it is hard because practicing photography is the first challenge. And practicing, as we've talked about in so many different episodes of the Moose Podcast, practicing is building a muscle memory that you can kind of rely on to the point where it's second nature, so then you can build upon it for the next muscle memory you want to learn. Simple example, but it's so relevant, and it really is hard. out there, I was on an airboat photographing. And of course, the sun's constantly changing. And in the morning, right, we get out before the sun's even up. So right off the bat, two things you have to think about: white balance and exposure compensation, because I'm always in aperture priority. It's just faster, it's easier, it's more accurate. So as that sun slowly comes up, the first thing you have to remember is, oh yeah, I had white balance, exposure compensation for when the sun was below the horizon. Now it's above the horizon. I need to change it. But what happens if you go around a corner and you're first photographing some birds in the beautiful morning glow, and you go around the corner and you have all these reeds and the birds are now back in the shadow? Instantly, you have to remember to change your white balance back to probably the same thing you had before the sun came over the horizon, as well as exposure compensation. Then you go and you continue on, and then what? You've got the sun. So now you have to change your white balance and exposure compensation again. So it is hard, because first, you need to know what you want for your white balance and exposure compensation to tell a story that you see and you feel. Then, and this is the cranker, you got to remember to dial it back out once you get wrapped up in shooting. Because if you don't, what happens? You see it later on. And oh, yes, of course you can fix it in post, but that's really not what you, if you want to get that muscle memory and make photography not so hard, you learn to get it right in the camera. Because when you get it right in the camera and you have that confidence, all of a sudden, one little notch on the hard meter comes down, and what? It's a little easier. Now, none of this is going to be ever, and don't get the idea that for myself, photography is like falling out of bed. It's never that easy. I mean, I talk about, for example, landscape photography and how easy it is for me. Well, there's a number of reasons why, for me, landscape photography is so simple. That's because I'm so married to the landscape. I so love the landscape that telling that romance, that story, doesn't take a lot of thought process for me. I see it and I know before I put my eye to the camera, and I usually have it dialed in, what I want for all those particular math elements. So when all the pixels come together on my monitor, it's the photograph I want to share. But that comes with time. And that's the other part that, you know, is hard about photography, is the realization that it takes time, which we've talked about many times on the podcast. And if you're like me and you pre-order that Z7200-282, you know how impatient you can be waiting for that lens to first, you know, be notified that it's been shipped to Mr. UPS or FedEx, getting it to my doorstep, and three, getting out and actually shooting those subjects we love to photograph. It is hard. There isn't any aspect of photography, no matter where you are in your journey, that it is simple or easy. And if I ever gave the impression to you that it is easy, my sincere apologies, because that was really bad of me, really wrong. It is not simple. One of the first things that you're going to find that is hard about photography is not the nuts and bolts of exposure, but is knowing where to point that lens. And I see it in photographs of many folks starting out. They have the tree root. They have the doorknob. They have the speck of a bird with a sunset. And that's okay. But when you take that photograph and then you see others and you do the comparison, then it is hard, because we're hard on ourselves, not giving ourselves the time to grow. It's essential that you remember that if you are working that 9-to-5 job, your mind is split and your heart is not always thinking photography. It is hard to multitask, and your basic life and then photography, that's multitasking. So don't beat yourself up. Have the realization that you're not alone out there. It is hard for me. It's hard for my peers. We have that discussion a lot. So you're in good company if it is hard for you. That is really what makes that success, when you see it and you feel it when you go click, so special, because you have worked through all those parts knowing it is hard. Well, spring has sprung. We have our first cavity nester well excavating a hole, a pair of pygmy nuthatches. Love seeing them back again. I know it's early, but the trees have got buds. It's going to be a good spring. I can feel it. You guys have a great time. Get out there and enjoy it. And remember to make every click your story.